This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. Public comments about proposed changes to New Mexico's water protection regulations due Monday, October 17th. Sample comments available for your use. In September, the New Mexico Environment Department released its second attempt to eviscerate the public participation requirements provided in the New Mexico Ground and Surface Water Protection Regulations. Comments are due to the department on Monday, October 17th by 5 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time. Sample public comments are available for your use at CCNS's website at nuclearactive.org. Reducing public participation is clearly the goal of the Martinez administration. One glaring example was revealed in a November 2015 department document entitled, quote, Hit List for Regulation Changes, end quote, which was released to the New Mexico Environmental Law Center in response to their inspection of public record request. Number one on the hit list is to, quote, figure how to further reduce public notice and participation requirement efforts, end quote. If a person wants to discharge a pollutant into water, the New Mexico Water Quality Act requires that they apply for a discharge permit. Recent requests for renewal of the five-year permits include the discharge of up to 7.5 million gallons per day of brine tailing water from a potash mine to a brine management area and 4.6 million gallons per day of treated water to the Red River. Requests for new permits or renewal of existing permits require public notice, opportunities for public review and comment of the draft permit, and an opportunity to request a public hearing. In several cases, the department is proposing to exceed its authority granted by the New Mexico Water Quality Act and the Water Quality Control Commission regulations. For example, despite the fact that the New Mexico Water Quality Act limits the department to renewal or modification of a permit, the department is proposing to, quote-unquote, amend a discharge permit with no requirements for public notice and participation. The department also is proposing to allow a polluter to discharge a new pollutant without providing public notice and opportunities for participation. Further, the department is proposing to double the concentration of chromium that may be released into the environment. Toxic chromium, at 24 times the current New Mexico standard, has been found in the regional drinking water aquifer below Los Alamos National Laboratory. It is migrating towards Pueblo de San Ildefonso. Doubling the standard would mean less cleanup of the regional aquifer. In order to change the regulations, the New Mexico Water Quality Control Commission must hold a public hearing, which is planned for next spring. The department is proposing to increase permitting fees for many dischargers. If approved by the commission, an annual review would be conducted and the fees adjusted to the Consumer Price Index. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information and a sample comment letter, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.